So here we are. It's day one in New York City. And Charlie, Barrett did not expect to be going out as staff photographer.
No, but in my estimation, she was ready. She was ready. Barrett?
Yeah, I mean, I hope I was ready. I really just brought my camera because I wanted to practice with it, and I was in photojournalism last term and kind of was like, well, I might as well be kind of like a real journalist, bring my camera along. And then
then you started tailing everybody who was doing interviews.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I figured who better to take the photos than the person who had a camera instead of a cell phone. So, yeah, I did that. And then it was really fun to be able to see everybody in their element and kind of try and capture that.
So did you show your shots to your photo teachers to show them, look how far I've come, look what you showed me?
Yeah, I sent a couple of them to Andy Nelson, which he said he thought they were good, so that was fun.
And how did you avoid having those pictures look like stock photographs? How did you frame them so that they captured the moment?
Yeah, I tried to make sure that I was getting good, like, foreground background difference and getting in close enough that you could see details that maybe you couldn't if you were just standing back, just taking a picture of the conference.
And one more glimpse from your time in New York. Were you awestruck being in the Security Council of the United Nations meeting room, or was it just another day at work?
I was absolutely starstruck. I was kind of surprised when I saw people putting on the earphones for translation, and then they just like would hang on your ear. I thought it was like something you hold up to your ear, but then you could leave it on your ear. It would just hang there. I was blown. My mind was blown.
I think it's a design implementation of the late 90s when they realized after a century of doing that, people need to do things with their hands.
Yeah, it made it way easier to take notes.
Right. So our question among many is, let's talk about day one, right? So day one, opening ceremony. What stood out to you? I'm sure, just like me, we were all full of nerves. What is this? We're gonna figure it out. So if you could just give us a synopsis and what you think you'll remember years down the road from day one.
Ooh, day one was fun because we got lost on the way because we didn't really know where we were going, hadn't really adjusted to New York. Geography is also not my strong point. So we got lost on the way, but we figured it out and we made it there. And then it was just kind of like looking around and being like, oh my gosh, who is like a speaker here, or who's like a really cool journalist from a different country, and kind of just being just so impressed by all of it. And then I got to go and sit in on one of the panels that was talking about legal attacks against journalists. And as someone who was really interested in law before coming to journalism school and now is graduating and becoming a journalist, I was really just enthralled by that whole presentation, and I thought it was really cool.
Barrett Thorson, staff photographer for the Crossings Institute at the United Nations for World Press Freedom Day 2023.